The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. As we do each and every Friday, we try to take a look at the restaurant of the week, but this week we're doing something just a bit different. It's got sort of a restaurant feel to it, but because it's all about wine. And with us, once again, she was here not too very long ago talking about Heart of Iowa, is Kelly Sharp from Vino 209. Hey, Kelly.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad it's finally Friday.
Yeah, me too. Rumor is, two more working days till Monday. So, last time you were here, we were talking about Heart of Iowa, the gift shop, all these Iowa things that you have in Valley Junction. And over the course of the past several months, you've been working on a new project. What is it?
I have. We have opened Vino 209 Wine Cafe,
Yay.
And we are so excited, and seems like everyone else is, too.
Yeah. Anytime you put wine in front of anything, it's a good day.
Exactly.
And I think, really, the frosting on the cake with this whole thing, and people are going to recognize this name when we introduce him in just a moment, is a longtime friend of mine. We go back years and years. His name is Kyle Cabbage. Kyle, welcome. Good
Thank
to you, see
Michael.
You, my friend.
Yeah, nice to see you.
So you hooked up with Kelly on this deal.
I did. We kind of lucked into each other, but it's a great partnership.
Well, is there anybody that knows more about wine than Kyle Cabbage?
Nobody I know, anyway, and yeah. I certainly don't know enough about it to be an expert, for that I like to drink it.
Yeah,
so
you and me both. Kyle, what's your role going to be over at Vino 209?
Well, I'm the wine guy, so I'm the wine coordinator, so I handle all the wine selections, wine education of staff, doing the wine trainings, education, tasting events,
sure.
Dinners, just kind of being the host of the wine.
What is the one thing, Kyle, that people fail to understand about wine?
The best wine is the wine you like to drink.
That the best wine is the wine you like.
But you never know what you like until you try a lot of different things.
And learning how to taste wine is, and I know I've been through this with you, as a matter of fact.
Sir.
Yeah. Years ago, learning to appreciate wine.
Well, it's learning to understand the flavors. And
okay.
We all concentrate on different things in our lives. You know, being what I do for a living, I concentrate on flavors and aromas and profiles of those. So, you know, it's just kind of taking a step back. Learning and understanding wine is nothing more than a memory game.
Oh.
It's remembering flavors in your mouth of something you tasted, smelled, or been around in the past.
And the types of wine that you're going to be handling over at Vino 209?
Oh, we're doing a broad scale. We do 20 different wines by the glass. Another 30 bottle selections. We offer samples or taste of things if you haven't tried things before. If it's offered by the glass, we offer a splash or a taste of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to make sure you get the right thing.
Domestic as well as foreign?
Oh, certainly. Yes,
yeah.
We do. I'm a huge fan of California wine. I learned French wines first, so my training and education always goes back to that. But, you know, the world is making some great wines, and from Argentina to New Zealand to Australia to Italy to Spain, you know, we're going to concentrate on a lot of different things.
Good stuff. Kyle Cabbage, ladies and gentlemen, Vino 209. Kelly, I understand, and I have not seen my bride came home a couple of weeks ago, and she was all excited. She said, you should see this really great-looking place. It's in Valley Junction. What have you done? Give us a description of what Vino 209 looks like, at least from the storefront.
Well, We took an existing storefront that was basically old, had drop ceilings, carpet, plaster on the walls, and we totally gutted it, and we created what I call industrial slash chic. So you have brick exposed walls, you have a bar that is a white quartz countertop, so you have this nice mix between the brick and the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were very fortunate to have FEH Design Architects, my husband and my son, both work for them. And so they designed the space for
Got
me.
It.
And it was really designed to be comfortable and cozy. And anybody could walk in, whether you're a biker or, you know, you're a business person, and feel great. But the absolute best part of the whole place is our bifolding window and doors.
This is what caught my bride's eye.
Yeah.
She said, you should see this. What
and
is
it's
this?
Huge. So it's basically the whole front of our storefront opens up. So you feel like you're sitting in a cafe in Portland,
wow.
Oregon, or Brooklyn, New York, or in Italy, and you're sitting there inside and you're enjoying all of that fresh air coming through, and you're part of the fabric of what's going outside. Right. That was my big thing. With all of the events at Valley Junction, I really wanted you to feel like you were a part of it. Even though you were sitting inside having a glass of wine, or again, enticing those people like your bride to say, oh my gosh, they're having so much fun. I want to go in there. So,
how large is this space, Kelly?
It's a 1,700 square foot space.
Good size.
Yep, it's a nice size. We've got seating for about 60, 65. There's a small tasting room where we'll have cooking with Alessandra classes, we'll have wine tastings, private parties, things like that. So, it's a nice space, and again, very cozy. Not crowded. I didn't want to have chairs upon chairs so you couldn't move around.
Kelly Sharp, ladies and gentlemen, the proprietor of Vino 209. One of the things that assisted this whole project, and we reported on this months ago, where there was significant amount of funds given to the Valley Junction Group, and these were either low interest or no interest loans and opportunities to upgrade buildings. Did you take advantage of
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were lucky. We were awarded a $75,000 matching grant to upgrade. We had to upgrade all the electric, the HVAC, the fire suppression, all of that. And then there was a zero interest loan for another $75,000 that, again, we were able to use for our countertops and our, you know, new doors and just kind of property improvement portion.
Right.
And then Historic Valley Junction came up with a fund as well that had a little bit of money that helped pay for my new front door, and it helped pay for a new awning, you know, those types of very small projects. But again, for a small business owner, $500 is $500.
It all adds up.
Yeah,
it really does. And I know when we did that news story, and it's been some time ago that we talked about that. I think that was through West Des Moines to Valley Junction, correct?
Right.
And when we saw that, we thought, oh my gosh, this is going to remake so many of those stores along Valley Junction, which has really got a unique vibe to it.
It does, and it's really starting to make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a co-sign program where you could get teamed up with artists, and they would design your exterior sign. So my son Corey designed one. He was awarded a grant to do that. So we're going to have a brand new sign in front of our building, as well as 9 other businesses in the district.
Very nice.
That will be impactful. We have Heavenly down the street that's opening up, and I know they use some of the funds. We have another restaurant that's going to be going in across the street, another upper end restaurant that will be going in next spring.
Nice,
so these funds have really made an impact. Not just on the bigger projects like mine, but again, you're going to drive down the street and
new
Longest
signage.
Yard
yeah,
just
yeah,
painted
yeah.
their store. You know, it's just, I think we're in this resurgence and excitement, and everybody's kind of giving the buzz about Valley Junction, and it's well-deserved because
it's really a
great district.
I was there last week on a couple of trips. I went to the Quill & Nib, which is one of my favorite stores of all time.
Yep.
Rob does a great job over there. And also the shoe store, one of the last remaining shoe and luggage repair shops in town. And this is 11 o'clock, okay? You couldn't find a parking place along Main Street there. And the other very cool thing is that my friend Jeff Wood, who is with Gravitate, they opened up a second location in Valley Junction. And when I asked him why he picked that location over anything else in the metro, he said, it's got the coolest vibe of the suburbs.
Yeah.
So everything's there. He says everything, you know, that you need. Kyle, we're going to turn it back to you for just a second. Let's talk, you know, back when we met, you were doing wine tastings and wine specials and all of those things, and I don't imagine that the idea falls very far from the tree on this. Will you be doing food tastings as well and things
yes,
like
we're,
that?
Yes, we're concentrating on wines right now, but we do have some cooking classes. We'll have food and wine dinners going on in the future. With our grand opening next Thursday, we'll be offering a gentleman from Napa will be in doing wines from his winery, from Matera Vineyards, a real small boutique Napa Valley winery. So we're trying to do very unique and fun things, trying to really deal with the small producers, the small lot productions, the places that we can tell the story of, and they're very cool.
And those stories really do matter to consumers.
They certainly do, yes.
One of the things, and you're doing this on Thursday, the 7th, next week, that's Valley Junction's Farmer's Market, right?
It is, yes, sir.
Are you guys crazy?
Yes, we are.
Well, you know.
That's going to be a crowd.
I hope it is, and we have live music. Rob Lombard's going to be playing, and so we're going to have music on Saturday night as well. But what better time to announce that you're open but a farmer's market?
And
it's perfect.
Everybody's there anyway, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
It is called Vino 209. Will, outside of wines and some food and classes, the Alessandro, is that?
Alessandro.
Mm-hmm. Alessandro.
Cooking with, yep.
Yeah, very well known. Mm-hmm. And how did you find her?
She happens to be a friend of ours.
Of course.
She did a private one in my house one time, which was great fun. And so I said, hey, why don't you come to the Junction?
Yeah, do this.
Yeah. So, a lot of people seem to be really excited to take her class.
Okay, Kyle, outside of whatever wine you like, I mean, is the wine that you should enjoy, how can people best try new things? I mean, obviously at Vino 209, which is going to be important, but if you like a dry red, how different is a dry red in California versus New Zealand versus Argentina?
That's a good question. There's not as much difference today as there has been in the past. You know, we're getting very similar growing conditions. We're making wines. The Italians are making wines like the Californians. The French are making wines like the California. Well, vice versa used to be. You know, we used to try to emulate those guys. And now we've developed a style and a method of production, growing grapes and producing wines that are softer, more focused, more gentle, more easy to drink for most people than some of the Europeans. So they're kind of going back and saying, well, maybe those guys know what they're doing and they're going to do more wine consumption. So the best way to learn wine is to try it. You know, if you find that you like Merlot, go out and try five different Merlot producers and find out, you know, which one that you like and hone down, you know, pay attention. You know, we have pictures on our phones now. You know, take a picture of the label so you remember it.
So you remember what's going on.
It used to be we used to have to try to use our memory. And now we don't have to do that as much.
Isn't
anymore.
That nice?
So it is.
Well, you know, the floppy disk is already full anyway.
Yes, sir.
Kyle, one of the things that we often get into, and I know that the wine industry here in Iowa has just exploded. There are wineries all over the place. Yet the quality of the Iowa wine sometimes, and I don't want you to name names or anything like that, but what does Iowa wines need to do to become much more competitive out there on the national stage?
In 2003, I was a keynote speaker to the Iowa Grape Growers Association convention, and I had just done a week-long education tour in California. And I learned that for different reasons, you know, for our soils being too rich, you know, our climate being too hot, you know, our soil, you know, our moisture levels are too high, you know, all those things evolve. You know, if all those weren't in the way, we could probably make good wines. But the idea with Iowa wines and the Iowa wine business, the success for those businesses are hospitality. Is how they can bring the weddings in, how they can bring different events in. And that's going to be the key to the Iowa wine business as far as their success goes. And making great wines that are going to be world class, we're never going to do it. We just don't have those growing conditions to produce.
I would agree with you. And one of the things I know that many people that I talk to, it's a wine dinner, it's an Iowa wine dinner, it's an Iowa wine event. And they go, okay, fine, we'll give it another shot. But I think you're absolutely right. Ron Mark's a good friend down at Somerset, and he really does screw it down when it comes to all kinds of fun. It's the experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you guys for coming in and talking to us. Good to see you again, Kyle,
as
always.
Thank you.
We'll probably be regulars down there at Vino 209. Remember, during Passover, watch out, get some kosher for Passover wines in. We'll ship them all.
That'd
to
be my
you.
Guy, my wine guy.
He knows. All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Well, that is, our restaurant of the week segment, which is a little vino and a little good times. Opening on Thursday in Valley Junction. It's Vino 209. We've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. It is the final Friday before the Before the long weekend, and usually what happens during this time is that, it's pretty light trading. We'll give you all the details when we come back here on the Business News Hour.